Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. We're thrilled you're here today. My hope is that this would be encouraging to you, especially around this topic of work. In fact, the reason why today's episode is called Work, 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 it's the idea that work oftentimes gets a bad rap. It gets a bad name. I have a friend that I talk to every couple of weeks, and usually we talk on Friday mornings. That's just how the schedule works out. And he's like, man, I can't wait. The weekend is here. Why? Because a lot of times we see work as a distraction. Well, not too long ago, I met up with a really terrific friend of mine to grab coffee. We caught up a little bit, but to also take a look at a project proposal that his company had put together for the church. Now, this project is a pretty big deal, and it desperately needs to be done, but like a lot of projects, the devil is in the details, so to speak. There's just a ton to it. And so my friend walked me through it, and he did a fantastic job walking me through the proposal. There's a ton of variables in there that's involved in the project, and every variable impacts the potential success of the project, the longevity of the project, the pricing of it, and all that stuff. Now, my buddy's an engineer, and it would have been easy for him to use a bunch of big words and to use what I would call insider jargon, phrases that his industry knows that I wouldn't know, but he didn't do any of that. Instead, he explained it in a way that made a ton of sense. He was thorough, but not overwhelming. He gave recommendations, but he wasn't pushy. In short, he's really, really good at his job. And I'm not surprised by that, but to see him in action, you can just tell that he's doing something that he was made to do. And my guess is that's probably true of you as well. And so I want to give you a couple of thoughts about work based on this interaction. Number one, work is not punishment. Work is not punishment. In fact, if you look back in the book of Genesis, God created work before the fall, before sin entered into the world. And again, sometimes people make work sound like it's some sort of punishment, but it's not. In fact, some of the most fulfilled people I know are people that work and they work really hard. They have something meaningful they're doing. Number two, work is not quote unquote secular. It's not secular. And what I mean by that is at times people have made a distinction between some things being spiritual and some things not being secular. And that's really a false dichotomy. All of life is spiritual. So even if you work in a field that doesn't feel spiritual, it's still spiritual work. One example of this is as I'm recording this, computer I'm recording this on was designed by an engineer who didn't work at a church, but his craft made this podcast possible. So number one, work is not punishment. Number two, work is not secular. Number three, you can bring glory to God through your work. When you see your work as a calling, you often begin to take it a bit more seriously. Instead of wasting time, you get more laser focused and you begin to do that job really well. And when we do our jobs really well, it reflects on our Creator God. It reflects on His heartbeat. It reflects on who He is. And so as we work, we're able to bring glory to God. And the last thing I'll say is number four, when we work, we're actually partnering with God. We're actually partnering with God. God designed it from the beginning where God created a lot of things, but then there's a lot of things that He left undone that He commissioned Adam and Eve originally. And I believe by extension, He commissions us to join Him in the work of cultivating the earth, creating culture, bringing His kingdom to this earth. And so I just want to encourage you today, whatever your career field may be, whether your primary job is to raise your kids at home, or whether your primary job is to work in some field that doesn't feel anywhere close to spiritual, God can use you. God can use you. God can use you in whatever the field that may be to bring Him glory. I certainly saw that in my buddy's life, and I believe I can see it in yours. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.